Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Face masks will once again be required indoors at both Mizzou and the University of Illinois. The rules apply to all faculty, staff, students, and visitors. The Illinois mandate starts today. Mizzou's goes into effect next week, whether you're vaccinated or not. The Cardinals are also complying with the St. Louis City's mask mandate. Cardinal fans will have to mask up at indoor spots at Busch Stadium. Cardinal fans will be asked to put a mask on when they go inside any of the indoor clubs. Fans don't have to wear a mask when eating or drinking in the clubs, but fans will be asked to wear one inside the official team store, the Cardinals Athletic Shop, and all indoor public spots at Ballpark Village. The city of Wentzville is closing part of I-70 this weekend, weather permitting. It is to install bridge girders at a new interchange. That interchange will be closed overnight, tonight, and tomorrow night at the David Haeckel Parkway. Westbound traffic will detour on the next exit ramps. Eastbound traffic will use Veterans Memorial Parkway. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, we can expect mostly cloudy skies today. Temps will warm into the mid to upper 80s. Scattered thunderstorms return late tonight and last well into Saturday. High temperatures Saturday will stay in the 70s. The last of the rain showers will then move out early Sunday morning, followed by sunshine and afternoon highs in the 80s.